Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3¾ cents at 354, December wheat down a penny and 3/4 at 550½, and November beans down 2½ cents at 951. We had some new sales this morning, 596 corn to China, 132 beans to unknown, most likely China. Well, while the crop ratings were right in the ballpark of what they were looking for, down 2 to 3 in corn, they got 2 lower in corn. They were looking for 3 to 4 lower in the beans, they got 3 lower. Wasn't enough to keep the markets firm overnight. Iowa was down 5 percentage points in the corn, 6 in the beans, but had little impact. The beans were 10½ cents lower at one point, rallied 15 cents off the lows to actually trade about 4 cents higher on the day. The corn came back, never traded higher on the day, but then we broke again, as we headed into the 7:45 time frame. I think the corn's in worse shape. I think the beans are in a lot worse shape. I don't see how you can raise a bean crop with no rain in August, virtually no rain. Now, Chicago is supposed to get a few showers today, but it looks like they've taken out the showers for Iowa. They put them in, taken them out several times. Right now, they've got the showers back in for next Tuesday. So a week from now, they get a cold front down to 66 degrees, and they get some rain along with it. It's really the only day that I see rain in the next 9 days in Des Moines. So I just don't see that this crop is getting better. I think it's getting a lot worse, but the market doesn't want to really jump on it. Maybe we're a little bit overbought here, need a chance to recoup. And that one may be what's going on out here. The U.S. dollar is down 34 ticks now near its low. It's down to 91.80. So not only are we been under 93, we're under 92 now. The dollar continues to look weak to me, and I think that should attract some buying out here. I look at some of these ratings, like in Colorado, down 8%. In the good to excellent category, I see Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma pretty dry. I just don't know, why we aren't really screaming up higher here. Demand has been good. The Chinese keep buying regardless of the price. So, I think overall we can still work higher. I didn't like yesterday's technical action at all, particularly in the corn. We need to close over that 363. We haven't been able to do that. If we could do that, then I turn very, very friendly to the corn. The beans, I'd like to see them close back over, that 966 area, that high from Sunday night. I think we can get there, but we'll see what the funds want to do here today. They're still short some corn. They're long a fair amount of beans, 100, 125,000 contracts of beans. They're long probably 70,000 oil. So be a little bit harder to see a screaming move up. But there's some interesting chart formations out there, frankly, that I've never quite seen. So I'm not sure how to interpret it. We'll see how the action goes here today. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.